Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
You and me, we've been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're on a mission here on earth. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations sent out to the people. Most of us feel that if I leave salah or fasting, that I've sinned. But a lot of people don't understand that by leaving the work of da'wah, this is a fard ayn. It's obligatory on every Muslim to invite and call people towards Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the tongue of the Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this is my way. I call people towards Allah, me and those who follow me.
So we're on a mission, man.
We're on a big mission, man.
We're on a mission. Why we're here?
Why we're here?
Why are we living here? Why did we come to this dunya for? What's the reason
that we're here? Look, all the prophets that came before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was going to be a prophet after them. So all the ummah had to do is worship Allah, believe in Allah, and obey the sharia of the time that was sent to the prophet. If they did that, they would be successful. But this ummah, on top of ibadah, what is it? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ
إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
Except only to worship me, that I created jinn kind and ins kind for my worship, to know Allah. Ibn Abbas says, لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, to recognize and know Allah. But there's an additional purpose given to this ummah. Why? Because there's no prophet coming after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's the seal, the stamp of all prophets. So this responsibility, the 23 years Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was preparing the ummah for the mission. How many sahaba were there? 124,000.
Yes.
Companions.
I was shocked when you told me this.
How many were buried across Medina and Mecca? How many do you think?
A lot.
10,000.
A lot.
Where's the remaining 114,000?
Where?
They were dispersed all over to spread the deen of Allah. Although they knew that one salah in Mecca is worth how much? 100,000. If one person were to pray 10 years in the haram, it would take someone 1 million years
outside to take the same ajr,
to catch up to him. So, but they understood that there is nothing like da'wah. The rewards of it are next level. Why? I invite you towards Allah. And not only I invite you and you become Muslim. Now every salah that you pray,
it's in your sahifa.
It's in my sahifa. I get the reward for it as well. And what if I also make you a da'i? It's like the pyramid scheme. Now you're not just, you understand your purpose. You start to pray and you begin to invite others towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that other person that became Muslim, or the Muslim that made tawbah and started practicing, not only does that person get the reward for them, but I also get the reward for all
it's
these
like,
people.
It's a tree, it's a puzzle.
It's like exponential, man. It's absolutely never ending. If you notice the Quran, when it tells the stories, it focuses on the stories of the prophets. It's really strange, man, because if you look at it, it doesn't go into details about, for example, worship. It tells you have to pray, but it doesn't break down the details of salah. It doesn't break down the details of fasting. You find that in the sunnah. But the Quran will go into detail when it comes to the da'wah, because this is the purpose of this ummah. Why did the Quran, why is it filled with stories of the Prophet? Because it's the pedagogy, it's the minhaj, it's the user manual. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, look, look at how these prophets, they live their lives. You're not prophets, but you are the messengers of the messenger of Rasulullah.
So we are messengers.
We can call ourselves messengers of messengers. Sahaba used to say that when they would go to give da'wah, they would say, Inni rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum.
Wow.
It's very powerful, man.
So, Usama, basically you're trying to say each one of us has a message to send out with the knowledge he has, with the place or situation he's in. Like, you know more, so you have to give more. I know less, so I have to give. How does it...
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Khutbat al-Wada', the final sermon, all 124,000 sahaba were there. What did he tell them? بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. That if you know one thing, deliver the message. Then he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Whoever's present today, let him deliver to the message to whoever is not present here today. So it's this constant cycle, ongoing. And anything that you know, and it's just, look, tazkir is for Muslims. It's not just for non-Muslims.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Israel, Musa alayhi salam, was sent to Bani Israel. Were they kuffar or believers?
By then?
At that time.
They were believers.
They were actually Muslims.
Yes.
They were Muslims. They believed in Musa alayhi salam's message and they submitted. But their iman was weak.
Super weak.
Super weak.
That took him this way now.
Took him that way. So Allah would send prophets amongst Bani Israel. Although they were believers, but they would lose the track. They would come off the Sirat al-Mustaqim somewhat. And the prophets would be sent to them to remind them and strengthen their iman. This is a very important point because people think da'wah is only for non-Muslims. You could say that the appropriate word for Muslims would be tazkir.
It's a practice too.
Reminder. No, reminder. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ
الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
So when you're talking to the believers, your fellow believers, you're reminding them about Allah. And then he's telling you what to remind them of. Their purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ. The verse right after it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I didn't create ins and jinn except for that worship. Not only that, man. It's actually quite deep. If you notice in the Quran, Allah doesn't mention stories of dhakirin, although dhikr is amazing.
طبعًا.
A lot of reward for dhikr. He doesn't go into details of worshippers that used to worship Allah for years upon years. But he will name an entire chapter after an ant. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. What was the ant doing? It was warning the other ants. It had fikr. It had concern for others. The da'i, when he invites, he has concern for others. So Allah names an entire chapter.
Just with the insect.
After an insect, a namla. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. This was not a prophet. He came and he was reminding them, yes'a, he's rushing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him. The hudhud of Sulaiman. وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرِ.
So it was basically mentioning everybody that's holding the message of Allah.
Yes.
Right, and across to everybody.
And has concern for others. Fikr. He wants to train us to be selfless. Our deen is not a selfish deen. We want to, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would be crying at night, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. When they would come close to his chest, they would say it had this, you know, when you boil water in a kettle, when it gets to the boiling temperature,
yeah,
and you hear that noise, it says it's like at boiling temperature. They would hear it from his concern of the Ummah. He would get up at night and the entire night he would be praying for his Ummah as well.
Ya
he
Allah.
Had that concern. He will be the one called on the Day of Judgment. All the prophets will say, Nafsi, Ya Adam, Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Musa, Nafsi, Nafsi, Ya Ibrahim, Nafsi,
Muhammad,
Nafsi,
yeah.
Ya Muhammad, Ummati, Ummati. And he will prostrate before Allah and start his shafa'ah, his intercession for the Ummah.
And nowadays, man, we're living in a place where everybody's like, man, just take care of you, your family, and you're good in this life. This is not
That's not your purpose. It's not your purpose. This is needs that you have. You have certain needs,
and but this
it's
is not a need.
This is a bigger need.
This is a want.
But you've been sent by Allah. This is your purpose. What do you do if you walk and you see all these lights? This light right now, if it stops giving light, the bulb itself burns. What would you do with the bulb?
Replace it.
Why are you replacing it? It's not the purpose of the bulb is to transmit light. If it no longer fulfills its purpose, you replace it. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If we don't come back to this effort, to this concern, come back to our true purpose that we've been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the world is waiting, Ria. The world in North America, in the West, they're so thirsty. We saw what happened in Gaza. How many people entered into Islam?
Oh.
They're waiting for the message. They're so thirsty. They have to take so many pills just to be able to sleep at night, man. Because they have no purpose. They're completely lost. And we have the truth. We have the Quran. We have this mission. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. قدم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر على الإيمان لأن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر increases the إيمان. He says, you've been sent to these people. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You enjoin good and you forbid evil and you believe in Allah. He postponed belief after أمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Why? Because when you talk about Allah, what happens to your إيمان?
Increases.
It increases.
Oh.
Ya Allah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.